Let's head back to Vegas again. Victor, we got you on a better line this time. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you?
You're crystal clear, at least. Well, maybe you're foggy. I don't know what happens there when CONCACAF meets in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas?
Yeah, I don't have to know that. We didn't get your answer, so tell us the 10-year-old Victor Montagliani. What sports are you involved with in Eastman?
Yeah, it was, for the most part, soccer, morning, noon, and night, recess after school. And whenever, and even before dinner, so that your mom had to scream out the window to get you in for dinner. But yeah, soccer was the main sport for most of us.
Do you remember like your first team? Like how many? Like you're an East Van guy. I mean, and you have have climbed. Would you be able to name like I don't know how many of your teammates when you were playing on one of your first club teams?
Yeah, I remember. I played in the I started off in the Grammy Legion system, and the first was a house league team called the Loggers, they named the teams after things on the railway. So we had the Spikers, the Chokers, the Loggers, and those were our house league teams when we were like whatever 6 years old, and then we went up into the Grammy Legion. We didn't have U whatever at the time. It was divisions. So you started off with Division 7, and then you moved your way down to Division 1. So there was no – it was the same thing, but now we have U10, U11, and all that stuff. We didn't have that back then. So that's how long ago it was.
Well, I know. And you know what? Were you playing big-size fields, too, sometimes? Because growing up in Edmonton, I was like, you know,
yeah.
Is it crazy?
No, we played 11-a-side. I'm going to say I remember starting to play 11-a-side. I think we were 9 years old or something like that. And which, you know, in hindsight, you're going, I can't believe we did. But it was what it was. We played 11-a-side at an early age, unfortunately.
Victor Montagliani with us here on Sportsnet 650. You look at the rise of what, you know, the days and where Canadian soccer is trending, even from a grassroots level. You know, the rise, we talk so much about it in minor hockey across Canada with all these academies and all that, but there's a lot of soccer academies across the country from the east to the west now as well. Do you like the way that the game's going in terms of trying to get everything in sync going forward and the rise of the talent? Are you happy with where you're seeing, from, you know, the days from when you were playing, from your grassroots days in East Van to see where it's at now?
Yeah, I think what's happened here is, the level of professionalism has increased. You have, obviously, you have, and what happens is when the bar is raised, everything is raised because, you know, I think a lot of times we've used the word grassroots and those words as an excuse rather than making sure that they're done at the best. I mean, I think now there's a lot of investment made by even amateur clubs into development. Coaching development, parent development, and obviously player development. So I think it's raised the bar. Now we have, you know, you always have the three MLS teams. Now you've got a new Canadian from time. And, you know, those are things that are just going to keep raising the level. And I think that's why you're seeing the game where it's at. And I think heading in what I think is the right direction.
Victor Montagliani, the president of CONCACAF East Vancouver Natives, joining us this morning on the starting lineup, Perry and James. You're in Las Vegas for your Congress meeting, the election. You'll be unopposed. You've done an awful lot of things in the last couple of years there with your new title. We just look at Sunday, what we saw here as we continue to see the CONCACAF League and creating an atmosphere as they play. Gold Cup is coming up. I mean, you don't want to pat yourself on the back, but I would think that it's probably a very positive spirit around those meetings, aren't there, over the next couple of days?
Yeah. And listen, one thing you'll never do when you're from East Vancouver is pat yourself on the back. Trust me.
Yeah.
So those are those that are from there that are listening are probably laughing right now. No, listen, we've had a tremendous run here in the last 3 years, and I'm obviously quite pleased that I'll get another 4 years as FIFA vice president and CONCACAF president. And, you know, when we first got here, it was, to say it was a bit of a mess is an understatement in light of what happened in the game. You know, we started to, you know, we've gone from looking at things minute by minute, hour by hour, but now thinking about long term. and we're going to be laying down the start of a sort of a 10-year plan here. And a lot of it all has to do with putting football first. And, you know, we've increased the Gold Cup. We've obviously changed our brand and logo. We changed our youth competitions. We've invested into women's competitions. We've hired Karina LeBlanc as a director of women's football here at CONCACAF. And as you said, we've sort of, similar to what UEFA has done, we have a new Nations League, which has removed the friendlies, unwanted and really useless friendlies for most of the countries, into real meaningful games where the league now counts for stuff, counts for you to qualify for things. And Canada will be in League A, and they'll know who their opponents are. Tonight actually is the draw. And here in Las Vegas, those games will start in September, and that'll be part of the road to getting your ranking to see where you're going to be for World Cup qualifying in 2020. So it's, you know, everything is about football, which is really what we said we were going to do when we took this on 3 years ago.
Victor, I got to ask you, there's a story that's been kind of generating a lot of buzz out on this side of the country here, and especially locally here in Metro Vancouver. And it was Kiara McCormick who was kind of on the radar with the women's national program and the Lady Whitecaps going back a few years ago. Andrea Neal, who was one of the faces of women's soccer really before Christine Sinclair kind of took over, has also kind of issued a statement just in terms of the politics and maybe a bit of a broken culture with the women's program. Have you been paying much attention to this? Have you been following this at all?
No, I haven't. To be honest, I haven't been in the country for a bit, so I haven't been following anything. I know that there was something about an article about something that happened many years ago, but it hasn't reached at our level here. But those are, as bad as they are and as bad as it sounds, those are things that are need to be handled at obviously the domestic level, and hopefully they are, and hopefully those are things that are going to be looked after and paid attention to, because I don't think any organization, whether it's this day and age or any day and age, to be quite frank, should be paying attention to stuff like that.
Well, Victor, thank you for your time. I don't know how much celebrating goes on in Vegas, but congrats on
I'm sure they'll find time.
Well, I'm just guessing. You got it perfect for us. And by the way, if we were watching a 12-year-old Victor Montaglani playing soccer in East Van, what number and what position were you handling?
It would have been number 8, and it would have been in the middle of the park. Sportsnet 650.